Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
Happy Friday to y'all poets, fans. This is the Poetess, Boss Lady on the mic. Tonight is Artist Showcase, where we will be listening to poetic tracks. If you're interested in having those tracks played on our show, you can email them in MP3 format only to poetryafterdark@gmail.com. If you want to get on the mic will be open as well, 347-826-9842. We're going to open up the show with Ansley Burroughs. Secret Life.
Billy Holmes to the moon, wanting your little thoughts, do menage a man and view myself as a sand in your hourglass. Just hoping, hoping your love does not run out. I want to walk slowly through your primordial waters and taste that sweet honeysuckle that's in between your knees. Catch your passionate life energies in my palms as they pulsate into blues and greens.
All right, check it out. Everybody over here, I want y'all to say just a little bit when I put my hand out like that. Say just a little bit. All right, see, now y'all sound, it's like 40 of y'all, and y'all sound like three people. We need y'all to sound like 400, all right? All right, check it out. Everybody over here, say revolution like that. And see, they far away. And see, all right.
Just a little bit.
All right. All right, right, everybody right here, I just want y'all to say yeah like that. Say yeah.
Yeah.
See, now that's ridiculous, right? All right, like this.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Revolution. Yeah.
Half them poets, politicians. They ain't got no conviction. They ain't got no predisposition. Their only revolutionary position is exactly to become self-crafted caricatures of the popular expectations of a revolutionary. And if you hit half the male revolutionary poets hard enough in their chest, they'll give you whatever they have on their person for free. So how am I expected to believe that this same individual is capable of stopping a ruthless metropolis from neo-colonizing a community, much less a country? They don't want me to speak on government. Anytime I slide to the mic and start marbles or morally bankrupt them, punk propaganda poets should be loving it. They ain't got no covenant. It's just the bullshit they're full with, regurgitating impragmatic rhetoric all over the pulpit. Child, you got revolution backwards, and I can't wait for the day that they begin to litigate poets for revolutionary malpractice. Bankrupt all y'all fake revolutionary asses for dressing the part but just being actors. You can't completely open your third eye long as you're afraid to die. Using your poems to talk down about other people's 9-to-5s when they're doing whatever they have to do to keep their family alive, knowing good and well your ass is scared to hustle to survive. You'll never understand the extent to which this world ain't no joke, and you ain't down and out just because you fell out with your folks. And as long as them cats are still middle class, then your ass ain't never really broke. So I suggest you reconsider that impractical diatribe before it exits your throat for some single mother step up on stage and smack the shit out of you because she relies on some bullshit that you wrote, where her kids about to beat your ass with their toys and ready to slit your throat and leave you for dead, soaked to the bone in your own Malcolm X misquotes. You see, the words of a revolutionary have a fiduciary relationship with his or her actions. And whether you're talking male-female relationships or politics, you just better mean that shit like George Jackson. showing Angela Davis why he needed her to feel him, establishing a relationship with his brother Jonathan that epitomized real men. And even now in this new millennium when chances for young black men are still slim, we got to give it to him for putting so much fear in the heart of the system that even in prison, they saw no other alternative but to kill him. But today, poets are indifferent to this world's capacity for ignorance. They rather gossip about how we pimping this with CDs, like we ain't supposed to see G's, like we supposed to take these degrees and work for some other man and be pleased and wait for him to have some J-O-B freeze and get us out on the line for free cheese and watch our wives and girlfriends leave and have our kids bouncing up on some big Willie's knees. Nah, see, that's why them Black Panthers took off. They got them corporate jobs and wiped that black power look off. And if you talk to them today about revolution, there's a 99% chance that they will attempt to hook off. Because they too had revolution backwards. Not that they were all actors, but their mathematics was inaccurate. You see, sharing cannot exist amongst greed, and socialists don't succeed amongst capitalists. Now, this is a little different than that spill with the cosmetic locks and fatigues and other popular hypocrisies that make mockeries of revolution by improperly introducing a cacophony of confusion. It's not for we to be abusing, using false prophecy and illusion like y'all do it to them. Like fake revolutionary poets come up in here to tell the truth, and there's something about your ear holes that seduce them. There's something about your ear holes that make them bodies shake. Like there's something about your ear holes to make them arms vibrate. Like there's something about your ear holes to make them fingers gesticulate. Like there's something about your ear holes to make them verbally masturbate. Like there's something about your ear holes to make them prematurely ejaculate into your soul. They're fake. Revolution. Thank you. Rest up.
Yeah, the original Poetry After Dark. This is Artist Showcase. The Poetess is on the mic. Salam AC, y'all. That was Revolutionary Malpractice. The mic is open, 347-826-9842. I'm about to dip and dive in this music right here. So if you're chilling with the boss, baby, get on. Get your drink. Get do your thing. But you're definitely doing this for the growing section tonight. We're going to have a mixture of poetry going on. Again, if you're interested in having your tracks played on the original Poetry After Dark, you can send them to poetryafterdark@gmail.com in MP3 format only. We're going to listen to some music. Love. Be right back out.
Afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love, for better. To know you, longing for your kiss, for your kiss, touch, for your feel, for your presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
Yeah. So many people use your Hello.
256.
Yeah, hello.
Yes. What's
hey,
up?
I'm
you
on
the air.
Oh, Emma, your volume just went off. I couldn't hear. I was listening to that song, and then all of a sudden, everything went dead.
You know, sometimes I be speaking, but my phone is on mute, so that's my bad.
Okay. All right, so you got something? Yeah, I got a piece to share. It's called I Hate You. Is it anything goes? It can just flow, however, whatever?
It's open mic, baby, so get it out.
Okay, it's called I Hate You. I think I hate you right now, she whispered as I was about to leave. I looked over and I said, why you say that? She replied, an educated good man with a slight hint of thug in your swag that treats me like I'm your lady, but you said that we're only friends. And like a guardian angel, the respect you have for me, it seems to have no end. You are an excellent listener. You hang on to every word when I talk. And as you stared at my juicy, glossy red lips, I smiled when you said that you fantasized about the way my hips sway. That's my fine, round ass wobbles like jello when I walk. She continued on. You are a church-going, God-fearing man. They give me compliment at the drop of a dime. You make me laugh and you know how to minister to my spirit and my mind. Always sharing spiritual words and encouraging texts to lift me up whenever I'm down and sad. You treat my son better than his own dad. And for that I'm grateful that he has a positive role model to follow. Then you treat me to dinner, movies, and bottles of imported wine. And when my car's in the shop, you pick me up from work sometimes. You give me flowers even when it's not my birthday. And also you give me money that I never had to ask for. And when I ask you why, what's this for? A kind and caring, mature gentleman, you politely reply, well, ain't that what friends are for? And to me, you are a beacon of light. Yet you say I'm your aurora borealis, your southern delight. And at the risk of jeopardizing our beautiful friendship and thinking I control my feelings for you, after much persistently asking, I hastily allowed you to make love to me. And it was better than I could ever imagine. For you made foreplay a full-time job. The way you took your time massaging, caressing, and touching and exploring my body. The way your tongue kissed my clitoris. I couldn't help but to holler. Handsome and physically fit, with much stamina and endurance, see, I call you physical Viagra. Hung like a thoroughbred, I licked the shaft before I attempted to swallow the head, and then I climbed on top and rolled your long, big penis, the real king of your bed. And boy, did you rock my world. And if this is what it's like to ride a horse, shit, then I'll forever be your cowgirl. And Doomy was playing in the background when you flipped me over and said this was your version of Drake doing me. And you did me all night long. You didn't even come until I came three times. And then after making sure I was well satisfied, and now you sitting here about to leave, that's why I whispered I hate you right now. Because I love you so much. Yet, you keep saying we're still only friends. That's what's up.
Okay, tell the people who you are and how they can find you.
Okay, this is Wing Dog. I'll drop my link in the chat room.
All right. Facebook.
Okay, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for calling in. I was digging that piece.
Okay, that's what's up. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. You know, I have to admit, when he first said it, I was like, uh-oh, he about to dog the shit out of somebody. But he really, you know, he threw me for a loop on that, so good job. We're going to take another call. We have 504. 504,
what's going on?
Hey.
What's going on with y'all? How you doing?
Chilling. Feel good to be back. I was off for a minute. Y'all might not have noticed, but it was just trying up in the building. So it feel good to be back and listening to poetry, chilling with y'all. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. I'm just getting over the flu, but this is Creoleness.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, this is Creoleness. Then I decided to give y'all another call. I can't, you know. You know, when I say I'm going to do something, I try my best to be a woman of my word.
That's what's up. Respect, love.
I'm going to do this piece for you. It's entitled, I'm going to do something different because I'm always speaking something nasty, so I'm going to do something different. This one is entitled PTSD. Damn, where the hell is it? Okay. I am patiently trying to save my destiny. You see, I am not a hopeless victim. So don't patronize me with an explanation. Trying to validate your lies is not my intention, or to be a veteran who is a statistic or an emotional hostage by entertaining ignorance of my own justification of how I was chosen with this disease, condition, or sickness with medication or even a professional concern. Life will go on whether it's disguised from hurt, from isolation, avoidance, or even paranoia of you. But my love is not a material. So for nonsense and bullshit, I'm just not available for it. Stay away from me with your one-dimensional pity of what emotion I can't display. You see, because of the uniform, life, and love, I was formed this way. I am not a hopeless victim. You are still masqueraded in a judgeful world. I'm not afraid to be understood for my rage, my love, my rage, my joy, my rage, lust, or more rage. But I am still intelligent, but it is shadowed with a mental and psychological struggle. My face expresses all of me internally, but dying and trying to fight this demon constantly. But the demise of closing my eyes are still in question, battling with good and evil to survive daily, which causes me to connect with my own defect, that sometimes I see me as it pertains to me, which is only a product of the living dead. I am not a hopeless victim. I can accept the fact that I am tired of the act of this love and life and this stage, waiting for appliance or even applause of my fellow accomplishment or footsteps. But I can love harder and stronger, you see, since I no longer need a facade of my worth, hurt, or admission. I can choose you to know me, manifest with me, grow with me, and to understand me, and to love me in spite of me. I refuse to be an accessory of your mindly prostitution, of giving me unexpectedly but only you concerned with this interest of this unknown solution. No longer living in a social purgatory, one day you should sit and have a glimpse of my healing story. Where you stand in your mental struggle with spiritual wickedness traveled in the jungle, for some to only want to walk with a vocal muzzle, afraid to be expressive to family and friends that can leave them just a tad bit puzzled, learning to have a peace of mind with this identity of PTSD. Anything is possible, grabbable, and attainable, you see, in the pleasure of following a path to a better me, a freer me. So I am not the hopeless victim, a mother of two, grandmother of five, friend to few and many, an enemy to many. I am love. Love from the obstacles achieved, strong will maintained, but the tears flow more than blood. Again, I am not a hopeless victim, but a survivor with acceptance of the world, perception resting even inside of this uncertainty of this once little girl. My war is not with you, but with self. So am I a hopeless victim? Hell no, but I'm held captive in a boat of indecisions of the situation, of misconfusion, of darkness from my own mental circumcision. Where is your tip? I am a realist, but you hide behind others for fear of me. So who is really the hopeless victim? Regressive and rebellion isn't my alternative to display. Just sometimes I find it hard just to say I'm okay. Take some time to drink from a stream in my mind, to evaporate my sickness with your expressive essence, put you free of the possession of only my presence. Hopeless victim? Hell no. I am just a surviving victim from you. In peace.
I like that sound of the pen right there.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, well, tell the people how they can find you guys.
I'm going to go ahead and put it in the chat room. That way you can find me.
Okay.
They can do either, you know, either through Facebook or through Mad Poets. And I'm just happy that you had me on here with you, and I'll be supporting you as much as I can.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, baby, no doubt.
All right. That's how y'all do it. Now, the mic is definitely getting interesting. It is open mic, so bring what you got, 347-826-9842. I'm going to play a track. This is from Poetic Mind. And it's titled Whispers.
3 a.m. Darkness overcomes the tranquility. Suddenly I'm longing for light. Your hand caressed crevices that caused me to cower into myself. Heat leaves through the cracks of vulnerability in my woman. Satin sheets float across my skin and blanket my senses. I seek solutions in the silence of suspicion. My flesh is cold. Your skin is colder. The room freezes honesty on the wall next to our fallen relationship, but it's too dark to see. I feel you place your lust on top of me. Your fingers glide over places that long for a touch. Such places have missed the hint of a man, manly movements to maneuver the magic in me, the mysteries of me, but my body thirsts for passions that I never really knew with you. Preceding pulses palpitate in the pit of my stomach, and my heart begins to wonder and weaken and worry. You pull the sheets back until my nakedness welcomes your power. You smile and I stare. Your manhood signals me and ghostly whispers fill the air. They swarm around in my hindsight. The noise is angrily comforting. This sound seems too familiar. My comforter moistens itself, preparing my spirit for your company, telling my thighs and my arms to host your party. And I want to give in, and I want to give all. I want to give love. Love that makes the soul stir and the dreams last, but my heart races and my mind is subtly running towards the past. The past being painful, dismal, and not that long ago presents itself in mental pictures across my ceiling, performing seas of love gone away. Days I cried, days I fasted, days I fell, days I died. Oh, how I loved you. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how I would have made the world over for you. I would have rebuilt fallen temples for you. I would have uncovered all the treasures of Tut and buried them in your past life for you. And I'm trying really hard not to remember the worst of you. God knows I felt too long the curse of you, but I can still smell her perfume on your neck. I can still taste the cigarettes on your lips that you never smoked. I can hear the shower running in the middle of the night after your long days away from me. I can feel the fights beating down my self-esteem. I can smell the blood boiling to my highest degree. I can see me becoming another me because you took me there, sucking out all my value, leaving me filled with affliction and air. Damn, what is that noise? You enter me firm, almost cruelly. I feel your hands upon my breast as your tongue flickers against my nipples. Your grip is hard. Your heart is hard. Aggression dedicates its action to my neck as you kiss me hungrily. A tear emerges in the corner of my eyes because I've known this aggression personally on too many nights. My hands gather around your waist. My pride wants to push you away because you never looked at my body as wanting to please, but needing to feed off my love and off my soul and off my flesh. And my price for allowing you to do this to me was my dignity and my well-being and your beginning with her. What is that fucking noise? My woman begins to reject your erection. She takes her wetness and places them in my eyes until they fall as tears. Her love does not want you there. My face falls into the pillow. The ghostly whispers cry in despair as you selflessly continue on and on and on. My heart beats strong and reminds me I've been here before. My chest aches and the pain awakes itself in my eyes. My cries are silent but flood my face. Your body stays and my integrity walks away. You see, this bed holds up our history. It captured and binds the negativity that you gave me after you left me. Something beyond this fallacy asks me, why is he here again? Why are you here again? I listen to my inner thoughts telling me that this night is a mistake. This night will take you right back to a place you tried to leave, but as hurtful as it may be, I've longed for this night. To ease the chills in my stomach and holes in my soul, I pray for this night, cause my love has known too long the loneliness of my own shadows. I loved you so much. I missed you so much. You hurt me so much. My spirit feels empty, losing something I thought was so perfect. All the signs were there, but I only saw you. All these whispers were there, but I only saw you. And as your sweat finds its way to me, I want to scream out my hate for me, but this pain won't let me. All my powers have been consumed. Your nearness torches my being and my womb. The longer you stay in me, the more prevalent your energy falls, and the whispers get louder and the whispers grow louder. You can't hear me cry. My weeps blend with your moans and your sighs. The tears fall fast. Our connection flashes against my virtue. Hurricanes of all the fights and all the women and all the yelling and the solitude of having a wounded man surrounds my bed. Your emotions are tidal waves that engulf my insecurity and manifest into a reality that blinded perceptions wouldn't let me see. All the love your love has for me is released from your dick to my sheets, and it saturates my worth until I sink underneath. The whispers turn into voices, and the voices get louder and louder. I hear them blasting from the unplugged radio and the off TV, and the loud secrets they say, get this nigga out of your bed. The need for him is in your head and not your heart. Exhale the intoxication that tears your world apart. Rage for the sanctity in your substance to be right. Don't let this man steal your joy twice. Give him back his distilled pseudo-realities. Mount the past upon his stack and steal the joy in yourself back. The whisper stopped. The pain stopped. The tears stopped. And somewhere between self-love and streetlights, he left.
The original Poetry After Dark, y'all. This is Artist Showcase. You want to have your tracks played on the original Poetry After Dark, send them to poetryafterdark@gmail.com, MP3 format only. Going back to the phone lines, pulling in 856. You're in the building.
Hello, this is Bill. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Blessed to be here. Blessed to be here. Well, I'm going to just go on and drop this piece. It's titled, On the Fairways of Love, Fairways of Life.
All right.
Okay. I met you upon the fairways of life. The day was bright and brawny, and we made acquaintance. We shared smiles and get-to-know-you conversation. We parted that day, but only for a while, for we made plans to redress the address of me knowing you, you knowing me. You see, it seemed that love was perhaps getting a chance to be redeemed in our encounter. We spoke on the phone and we shared our loneliness as we decided we no longer wished to hide out from life. So we made a date, and God, just like you, I could not wait, so I invited you over. You came at 7. I was prepared. I was expecting heaven, and that is when I saw when I opened the door for you. Damn, you were beautiful in all my blinded ways. But little did I know that the seed you had to sow in my garden was such a bitter fruit. You brought darkness to my door, and your convoluted, disparaging angst crossed my threshold. I felt it, yet still, I invited you in because I thought I needed you. We sat, we talked, we smiled, the polite smiles. We even laughed, and though the warning signs were prevalent, I was lonely, and I needed someone to touch, to hold, to share with, and hopefully enfold into my heart. So we pressed on, moved on, from 7 o'clock that evening to the new dawn to breakfast. It was all happening so wonderfully fast. Time skipped forward, and I thought we were going toward accomplishing the vision of lovers. You know, that happily ever after filled with love and laughter. That was all I could think of, being loved, finally, the right way, day and night. You were my objective, my fixation, the elation of my dream come true, or should I say, the we and you and I was where I wanted to be. You see, I had been waiting, praying, anticipating that this day would come to my life. You know what I'm saying. I ain't playing. This shit was and is serious. And you came along with your sweetness, your song, and I forgot who I am or who I was. Because I was seriously delirious and furiously curious. And like a man on his desires, I had fires inside that needed attending. I was broken, and I needed mending. Many other times, I put my trust in all the wrong things. I put it in you instead of me. And if we would come to this, I wonder now, would I have sought this that led us down this road while hoping for a bliss to ever be? Damn, I missed the possibilities of what could have been. But for me, like so many more of us, like I said, we trust in the wrong things. We trust in our head, our thinking, while slowly sinking, only to hold in disdain the thoughts that led us astray. Many times I was aware there was a certain fear that embraced my clarity, and the doubt and disparity that loomed as a possibility, no, I would not have it. So I denied it, I defied it, and now, shit, I cry over it. The temporal delusions were a happy place with a happy face, yet in the end, the taste of the fruit I now eat is not sweet nor replete, save for the lessons delivered. And I remember all those seemingly right turns that I now see as wrong turns and the road burns along the way. But I must confess this, that even though the bliss was an illusion, as is this confusion I now speak about, I have no doubt that I am the better for the experience. And for that, I thank you. For through you, I have found another piece of me. And hopefully I can learn to see more of me and less of that good shit on the fairways of life and peace.
All right, Bill. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I enjoyed that. Tell the people how they can find you.
Well, Inner Child, if you Google Inner Child, you'll find pages and pages of Inner Child, and I'm right there along with Inner Child. So our website directory, our directory website is www.imInnerChild.com, and that will direct you to all the websites of Inner Child, the magazine, the radio, production company, promotion company, the publishing company, and on and on and on and on. So that's where you are, IamInnerChild.com.
Cool. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bless you.
All right. Definitely shout out to Inner Child Radio doing their thing. Check them out. And I want to give a special shout out to someone I haven't seen in the chat room in a very long time, Miss Lady Blue. It's just a wow. I'm just totally in awe over here. Thank you so much for coming through. Nice to still, you know, see you hanging around Blog Talk. See, me and Miss Lady Blue, we go way back. That's like the pioneers of poetry and Blog Talk Radio. So, the mic is open, 347-826-9842. We got an hour and 18 minutes left in the show. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, we're going to bring in Lala 773. Shout out to Chicago. I see y'all pulling up in this piece. I like. Let's see here. I got something to play for y'all. You know, nothing but old school from Boss Lady, right? Y'all do that. John B., Someone to Love. We'll be right back. Poetry After Dark. This is Artist Showcase. For us to definitely get in tonight. Looking to hear from you, 347-826-9842. Go ahead and get in queue. Next up is 773 in the building. Hello. Hey, can you hear me? Oh, she just dropped. So when she come back, we'll bring her back in. 707 is the next caller up. You're in the building.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. This is Lily.
Welcome.
Thank you. How's your night going so far?
Girl, I'm chilling up in the building. I'm loving the poetry tonight.
All right. I like what I hear so far. Shout out to the chat room.
Yes. So what you got?
I wrote this one probably about a week ago. It's titled If Only. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
If only I made the right choices. Instead, I ignored the voices that screamed in my head. Don't bring that nigga home and fuck him in your bed. I was completely misled. The way he held me, that smile on his face, and the things that he did below my waist. Brace for the outcome. Sure, he can make me come, but his actions afterwards made me run for cover. Not even safe sex with the rubber could have protected me from his outbreak of insanity. Reality came into play. As I lay rewinding back to the things he has done, all the things he has said, my lack of common sense could have killed me dead. Spread knowledge, not my legs. If I knew then what I know, now I know better. He's not the man for me, just because he made my pussy wetter. For better, not for worse. Bad choices is my curse, my lifelong disease that flowed through my body with no exit to release. Please think before acting. Actions sometimes speak louder than words, but the words he used cut deeper than a sword. A word to the wise. Don't be blinded by their rousing words and piercing eyes. Tap into their thoughts where the truth lies. Why didn't I pay attention? I should have listened more closely to his unspoken truth. Wish I could do things over. If only I could unfuck you. In peace.
Damn, girl. If only I can unfuck you. That is the quote of the week right there. I love that.
There was a picture on Facebook that had that saying, if only I can unfuck you. And I said, well, you know, I got some things to say. I do. Damn.
You have inspired me, okay?
I'm glad I can inspire.
Really? Oh, man.
And a warning, all dick ain't good dick. Just because he's pretty and got a big penis don't mean it's all good. Just saying.
Yeah.
Ladies, exactly. Watch out. Man, that good, it gets wet on impact, that don't mean it's all good either. Just watch it, Lord.
Everybody, take it. But, yeah, tell the people how they can find you.
Where am I at? Someone is blowing up my phone right now. Where am I at? Facebook, Lily Ain't Misbehaving. Twitter at Misbehaving All Day. Blogspot, Misbehaving's Madness. Any poetry group that's out there, I'm most likely on.
All right. And she definitely misbehaving. Thank you so much for calling in. And again, trying to say what's up to you. She in the chat room if you're in there. You can holler.
What's up, Shina?
All right, love.
Okay, good night.
Everybody, night. In the chat room, on the phone lines, shout out to Cleonis and guest 8977, guest 9136, guest 9262. Y'all know it's free to register if you're trying to get up in the chat room and chat. Honey, In the Chat Radio, Sweet Lady, Lady Blue, Miss Asley, Rob Morrow, CX Blue in the house. Go ahead and call in, girl. We're trying to hear from you. And the next person we're bringing on the mic. Let me go back to 773 since she got disconnected. 773.
Hi.
Hey.
All the time I was holding the phone and then my phone wanted to start acting crazy.
What you got for us tonight?
Okay, the name of this piece is entitled This Poem, and it was inspired by, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Matu Baruka. Muta Baruka, I think that's his name. And he was on Death Poetry Jam when Death Poetry Jam was on. So I heard his piece and kind of did my own rendition of it. So this is called This Poem. This poem was inspired. This poem was done before. This poem was rejected, destroyed, and washed ashore. This poem was no more, then came to be again. This poem killed someone. This poem saved your friend. This poem is pretend, but the real is next to God. This poem is in denial, humble, or just forgot. This poem is my people crying to be heard. This poem rings the ears of those who treated my people like dirt. This poem is feeling great. This poem is hurt. This poem was raped and abused because it wore a miniskirt. This poem is slavery. This poem is the struggle. This poem is the solution, the problem, and the rebuttal. This poem is country. This poem is southern. This poem is hospitality, warm rose heating in the oven. But if this poem wasn't, this poem is needed. This poem is unwanted. This poem is uptight, talking shit, and always flaunting. This poem is nice whips and baguettes. This poem is fly chicks at the rhyme fest. This poem is lyrical, Jam Bailey, asset after asset after asset. This poem you won't forget. This poem is already forgotten. This poem is sporadic. This poem is warm beach-like sand tucked away in an old attic. This poem is an addict. This poem is hooked. This poem is a force to be reckoned with. This poem will leave you shook. This poem is a book. This poem has no cover, so you give it a second look. This poem is bad, killer, blessed, a crook. This poem cradles babies to sleep, rocks them in the nook. This poem is faithful, trustworthy, and loyal. This poem is purebred, never lackluster, all royal. This poem is the hood, determined to be heard. This poem is Cape Town, South Africa, to the Lord on 103rd. This poem is rebellious. This poem is the rebel. This poem is the a cappella version, the bass line, and the treble. This poem is Inglewood, Terrortown, Kenya, Congo, Ethiopia, Somalia, the Sahara. This poem is the jihad, the Quran, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Ayah, Id al-Adha, Fatiha. This poem is living, it's breathing, it's entity, it's God. This poem is about nothing, yet it's about everything. This poem lifts every voice and sings till earth and heaven rings with the harmonies of liberty. This poem is liberating. This poem is free. This poem is long as fuck, but this poem is for you and me. This poem is Black Diamond. This poem is Miss Giovanni. This poem is Maya Angelou, Norazil Hurst. This poem isn't free. This poem isn't free. This poem isn't free, but this poem is given, asking nothing in return. This poem is much more than what meets the eye, more than you can ever discern. This poem is justice for the unjustified. This poem is for Trayvon Martin and the night he died. This poem is for all those fallen without just due. This poem is heaven sudden, our seven-year-old angel. This poem is all lies, yet nothing but the truth. This poem is the glue. This poem is a window for those who are blind. This poem is unique. This poem is one of a kind. This poem is unfinished because it ends in your mind, in your mind, in your mind. And that's that piece.
And I'm so glad you gave a voice to that pen right there. That was amazing work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Woo. Okay. Tell the people how they can find
me. Everybody can find me every Saturday at the Spoken Word Lounge in Chicago, 1200 West 35th Street. Also, facebook.com/TheSpokenWordLounge. You can get up the rest of the info there.
Yes, please continue to call in. We definitely would love to keep you around and listen to more of you. Or what you got?
Thank you for having me, China.
Whenever she want to get on the line. She can hear you, though. She in the chat room. All right, y'all. So we got an hour left, and I see the mic is off the chain. So we're gonna keep this thing rolling. Bringing in caller 501. You in the building?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been checking out these artists. They've been doing their thing on here. That's a good thing to hear.
Yes, been blowing it up.
All right, I got this piece that I haven't really like really proofread, but I'm gonna go ahead and shoot it out there. No, I'm going to go ahead and go with one that I've been doing for a minute. All right. I ain't expect to get up this quick, but I'm going to go ahead and shoot it. I ain't think I have to explain this poem, but last time I did it, somebody said, I ain't understand it. It's about a man being eaten by a bear.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and do it now, so just bear with me. Tread with care. The land and the air are full of pitfalls and snares, even mother bears. When robbed of her cub, do not test her love, because she ain't the one to be joking. She stands with frothing jaws. She has made her mind up tomorrow. She's at the meat market, and the smorgasbord is free. And in a fleeting moment, last lifetimes like rushing waters, you know it's about to wash all over you. And it's me in its entirety. At a moment like this, how pure can my prayer be? Should I send a prayer about the length or the lack of my hair? What about my stock shares? Or would I pray that this stupid bear stop stepping on my shoes? What hood does this bear rep anyway? Should I pray that this bear show my space its proper respect? Should I pray for this beautiful chain around my neck? Would I pray for a tech 9, a flagrant foul, for my favorite team, a tractor with a plow, a prize-winning cow, the world's best Kung Pao? Or perhaps a little pot-bellied sow, a soul seed, a rose with no bees, a cat with no fleas, or perhaps even the neutrality of the Swedes. Oh, I know, a blunt full of weeds. Or perhaps just a whole mountain of personal needs. Meanwhile, this bear is making my clothes just so raggedy. Tisk, tisk, might as well pray for a 5-gallon bucket of whiskey. Man, my clothes are really getting ripped. Crimson and drenched. I don't know if they'll make it through the rents. Should I pray to be rich? Should I pray to be a pimp and a caddy? To be or not to be the daddy, even though you know and I know I impregnated Sally. Man, this bear is savagely inefficient. Then tore my pockets and shredded my cabbage. Slobbering over my bones destroyed my touch tone. Did I leave the stove on? I think I, forgetting my way home, already forgot 2 poems. I know I ain't gonna be able to find my comb. Why do my final thoughts leave me all alone? P.S., I just forgot this poem. Well, I guess time for flesh to rest. Jehovah, accept this fleeting breath, my final request, unless. And that's that piece.
That's word. Tell the people how they can find you.
I can't even be found, but y'all continue doing your thing, and I'll catch up with y'all on the flip.
I know that's right. Peace, love. Okay. Wow. 57 minutes left in the show. Poets never cease to amaze me over this show. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. 804, you're in the building.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's up?
Okay, I just want to say I was very moved by poem. I was very moved by that poem about that poem called This Poem. I have a poem called Jesus Sound of Excellence.
All right.
Don't bring me your negative words. Don't bring me that unhappiness. Don't bring me that discouraged words, like I am supposed to live that life, right? I am steamed with destiny. You don't understand. I am moving with mileage on success. I've been starving. Now it's time for me to eat. I devour anything negative that comes to me. I am not leaving, wondering if somebody will call me. Sad look, nobody asking me how I'm doing. Nobody to talk to, most of them, or most of the time. No, I love them, just moving on. I'm not to stay here while school in progress. I'm not to stay where I can't grow. I'm not supposed to stop moving to the right. I am on my way to the Jesus sound of excellence. Jesus sound of excellence, I release confusion. I release any sound that will bring me down. I release all these people out of me. Negativity can be a prison of mine, but not to the Jesus sound of excellence. That's at peace.
And I do appreciate you calling in and sitting there. Please tell the people how they can find you, love.
You can find me on Facebook at Automatic Diesel Big Daddy Cowboy to Life on Facebook. I have my one main page, which is Diesel Girl. You can find me on Twitter, it's Automatic Diesel, and you can find me as Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
All right, Diesel.
Okay.
All right, people. Next step, we're going to keep this thing rolling. 310, you in the building.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I cannot complain.
That's right.
Just sitting here listening to all the different poets, and it's just wonderful to hear people to express themselves, like, just internally how they feel. And I just, oh, my goodness. Like, this is my first time, like, even listening or calling into the show. So I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. We appreciate that. You want to share, right?
I'm sorry?
You want to share something with us, right?
Oh, definitely. I'd like to share something with you guys. This piece is actually a book I'm working on. It's called The Story of Amori. Amori is my poet name. I represent a group called Poets Center for People Openly Expressing True Statements. Just a little bit. I know I'm not taking too much time either. What we are, we're motivational leaders who encourage and inspire people to make better decisions in life through poetry, spoken word, and flowetry rap. And more of our target is towards youth, because these youth are going crazy, crazy, crazy. Killing. It's just people need something new to inspire them and encourage them. So I'm going to just go ahead and do the piece real quick, real fast. It's a couple of bars. So it starts off, my name is Lovie Denise Scott, but in previous years I pretended to be something that I was not. So many hurtful things that I haven't forgotten. Not a bad person at all, but I'm very independent, who doesn't ask for a lot, and I try my best at anything, and I give it all I got. Where I'm from, born and raised in Watts, Los Angeles, California, very proud. When people always antagonize the inner city, but I've always stood my ground. I've had a good woman to raise me. Rest in peace, Mama, I'm glad you finally found. No longer are you hurting, no longer are you bound. You're an angel with the sweetest breath, like a queen in a golden crown. Now, you're probably asking why my grandmother meant so much. You see, Ethel McTatum, she has the softest touch. She told me, Lovie, keep going when the going gets rough, and she's been gone for 15 years now, and I miss her so much. When her death was announced to me, I was totally crushed. And being over a decade now, tears are not all so easily flushed. 1985, September 24th, born to Pam Tatum and Edward B. Scott, who only committed to 2 years of parenting. Yes, it was real short, when my grandmother and grandfather should have been filing for child support. Parents who were crack addicts, who were addicted to sport. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I apologize about that. I got caught up. Parents who were crack addicts, who were addicted like it was a sport. One day I can't wait to finally and legally change my name in court when my mother tells me I should have been a child that should have been aborted. Now, it's so many wounds that I'm trying to heal. I don't know how to cope or deal. My mind and heart's confused and don't know how to feel. Jesus, Lord, help me climb up this slippery hill because I'm under depression and I don't want to take pills. But it's the elemental forces that ends up pulling me in deeply. It needs to help me understand thorough and completely how can life be so unfair and tragic, because every day we end up living, someone ends up dying very drastic. But yet we go and point the finger at each other. It's so sad that we're turning on our sisters and our brothers. But do we understand what's really going on? But do we understand what's really right and wrong? When life wants to place you in a corner, you have to maneuver that the mandatory order, never taking no for a total answer. How about we just go ahead and find that cure for cancer? We have to keep our heads up so high. We all are eagles, but some afraid to fly. We have our all own stories to tell, but in the end, we'll triumph and prevail. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was really heartfelt, and that was a real, real deep piece.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that again? I apologize.
No, it's okay. How did you find out about the show?
I was on Facebook. Actually, I saw it posting on a few different trans pages that I won't say much his network with other poets, but since my poetry group, we do happen to do music, like we're always posting on SoundCloud, and then what we do from there, we blast it out on Facebook. Just very encouraging, inspiring words. But in any case, I saw a little flyer that was made about the open mic. And matter of fact, I'm a Maury, actually. I was the one who asked where the time, Senate, well, what the show part,
okay.
And I'm a Pacific time.
Word, that's what's up.
Enjoyed everything. My group, we're just trying to make a difference within our community, other communities, because people are just, I don't know, people are more scared to be a leader. Everybody is so sticking to the basis of being a follower, but we just want kids to know, like, it's okay to be a leader. It's okay to want to do something right and feel good about it. Like, people are really scared to portray what their true talent is, and it's like it shouldn't be like that. So we just want to be, in a way, those encouraging people to, like, let them see that they can be something in life. So I look forward to being on here again. I can also read some information and stuff as far as our poets, us rapping and things like that. I can go ahead and leave that on your page as well.
Well, we appreciate you calling. That call dropped, but this is China, and I'm the one that responded to you, so I appreciate you for calling, and thank you.
Oh, not
for doing
a problem,
it.
China. Anytime, and hey, if you.
I hope you call back.
Oh, of course, not a problem, Miss Lady, and just thank you so much for the opportunity.
No problem.
Amazing. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, we got 47 minutes left in the show, so we're going to drop the mic at this time. Most of y'all have been already on the show before, so we know how to find you. Thank you, China.
You know, I got your back.
Yes, appreciate this. 323-804 is next, and we got 323 coming in.
Okay, 804. I'm sorry. Wait, 323. 804.
Hello?
804.
Okay, you might be on mute, 804. Unmute yourself. Okay, we'll come back to 804. 323.
Hey, peace. What's up? How you ladies doing?
We good. How you doing?
Yeah, China. How you doing, my sister? Dap, the poetess, what's up? Yeah, I've been listening to your show for a while. I've been knowing about your show, but this is my first time getting on into the pit, so.
All right, we learned the new callers. Okay, it's drop the mic time. So drop the mic for all of y'all new callers and everybody else. Y'all spit your piece as soon as we pull you on, and then drop the mic. And if you're in the chat room, drop your links in the chat. If you're not in the chat room, you can't get on. When you get on Facebook, go to the original Poetry After Dark. You can search it right on Facebook and post the links up there so we can, you know, shout you out and let you know that, you know, we appreciate you for calling in. So when
okay,
you open up
sure.
your mic, you are muted, go. So,
let's do it.
Know, go.
Okay. I sin from street anger slithering in my veins. My chiseled body frame, flexing outrage, hidden in the trenches. As lies fortified by the oppressor, my tolerance for bullshit becomes lesser. Notwithstanding the difference of carbon units' ignorance, streaking down dirty gutters and dark alleys with garbage and urine stenches. So I ascend from it all, communing with the ancestors, praying they will heed my call. I'm tired of getting fucked with no Vaseline. Waddles and dope fiends occupy my dreams, becoming nightmares, because it's my reality. As crooked cops stare, flashing blue lights frisking me, asking if I sold drugs and where I'm heading this late at night. I'm going somewhere, far and away, on the count I can't stand the pain. My tears of depression are clogging up the storm drains that I gotta break out. To relieve the agony from the trappings of street life, ghetto life, thug life, inequality, and hypocrisy. So I extend from this plight of urban misery to distill the concoctions of fear and apathy. It's time for a heavy dose of bravery and passing to those who are following right behind me so they can feel the rise to the rim of the wise, flowing up the valley of the now, researching, discovering, traveling me miles to land of ancient Egyptian dynasties filled with kingdoms and queendoms, the creators of math, science, and astrology, and building pyramids to connect our place in the universe and putting European Greek deception of us being bloodthirsty savages in the full reverse. And give a proper respect for those who have perished in the transatlantic slave trade. The groundwork of the African diaspora has been firmly laid. So I extend to rectify this knowledge of self, instilling confidence of transforming consciousness into our history, spirit, and wealth. That's guided me back to the motherland to completely understand my significance as a black man, shunned and disrespected. White supremacy destroying our psyche as a collective, with battle zones in the streets where churches and liquor stores play our people cheap. So I extend above the vices that neutralize into a deadly matrix of bad eating habits and failed relationships. Credit challenges, negative account balances, I extend from it all. Show an example of a brother symbolized to freedom, hoping others will take the journey for self-emancipation, and together we can stand tall, side by side, ready to prescribe to the strength of a nation, as we all extend to a blissful celebration, serenade our spirits to the sweet aroma of black unity, and pass it on to future generations. My name is Rob Marr, y'all. Peace. I'm out.
Rob, my God.
Damn.
I know how to find you. Oh, man.
That was hot. Whoa.
It was. I mean, he dropped the mic. How the fuck you do it? Wow.
We ain't even supposed to keep talking. We supposed to keep going. Look, we supposed to keep going. We not even supposed to talk. 513. 513. It's so you. Keep going. Go.
Welcome back, Poetess.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, that's word. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, it did. All right,
okay, so
we're
going
to go
back to 804.
Hello, lady. Keep the mic on. We just got 804, didn't we? Oh, 336. 336 is here.
Oh, we got to go back. Yes.
We'll go back.
You want to take 3-6?
Okay.
Yeah. That wasn't my fault. I'm throwing under the bus. That was China, y'all. She did it.
The audacity. Okay.
Hello?
Ladies, yes, 26. Go ahead. We got this together now.
Okay. Didn't want to hear me tonight. That's all right. I love y'all too. This is Honey.
Oh. Hey, Honey.
Hi. I'm not talking. Leave me alone. Shh. I'm going to do a piece off the dome tonight, and I called it Time Out.
Uh-oh.
See, it's time out for a spoken word artist to stop walking around scared for somebody to hear what we really have to say. Instead of digging down into the depths of our souls and our hearts and searching ourselves, we're out there tickling too many ears because we're scared somebody just might get hurt feelings, or we're scared somebody might hear the truth and stand up and make an action instead of just a reaction on what we said. See, it's time that we decide to stand and maybe even come up with a petition to go before Congress. See, we're all sitting here scared of the little white men sitting up there in the chairs deciding what laws to pass against us and our loved ones. Too many prisons, too many jails, not just with the men and the women, but the children are sitting there on the hilltops and they're taking and sucking us dry, and we're allowing it. They are bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars of what? Our money to do what? To line their pockets. To do what? Pay all of their expenses. To have you researched how many times they have had a dinner on us. We're too busy trying to do what? Get somebody to be having itching ears instead of deciding to make somebody mad because what? We just might stand and have a poetic revolution instead of just standing here at your show, my show, and maybe spinning and sending out a doggone piece of paper. When are we going to have a poetic revolution in front of the White House? I said, I'm not here to make you happy and to be a favorite poet tonight. I'm here to stir up a reaction. We have a room full of what? Automatically gun-toting, pen-toting people. I'm here to stir up tonight, and I don't give a freak who decides that they're going to run back and tell this one and that one because I want you to. I'm here to challenge you to stir up that spoon tonight because what? We have more power than who? The gun-toting police officers that are doing what? Mowing down our loved ones every second. Somebody's dying or handing up in the hospital in the prison cell because what? They got one joint. Did you know that I'm here to tell you and educate you to take and research and look around you? Step out of your protective dome. I live in the country at the moment, and I tell you that there are children out here that got more than they deserve. Our children are being raised with flat-screen TVs hanging from the wall, computers hanging from the wall, and we can't figure out why they getting mad, not doing what we're saying, because we put a silver spoon in their hands and we can't decide and figure out why they robbing, killing, and stealing. I'm here just to challenge you. When we going to have a revolution poetic eyes in front of the White House. Peace out.
Yo, yo, yo. She's just like, yeah, stand the hell up, do something. I'm digging that. Use your pen. We have dropped your mic. I'm sorry. We got to keep them rolling. Plus, she kind of just dropped it. Next up, we got to pull back in 804. Let's hope you're ready this time. 804-214.
Hello?
804?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh. You ready to spit?
Yeah, I just spit, but yeah, I could do.
Hang on, if you just spit, then we pulled in the wrong 804. So we can't pull you back in. We got to pull in 804-381.
Hello?
804-381.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome.
Hello. Can y'all hear me good?
Can you
Hello?
Do what now? Yeah.
Can y'all hear me good? All right, let me just get into this piece. We hold our children's hands just to distance ourselves. There is no need to look at each other. Your secrets are airborne, and I'm forced to stare past my kids when they're asking for unconditional things. Some days I get so close to smacking the mother out of my girls. You never denied my accusations through body language. Well, I mean, how could you cheat on the father of your five kids? There is no prince going to be king someday in my features, but you became a treasure of mine when I said I do. I thought we moved away to do construction on us. With my own two eyes, I'm seeing others putting their hands on my treasure, riding around in our car. The boys are old enough to identify who is and who isn't their uncle. Woman, the semen is visible in your pores without a black light. All this friction is wearing away the gold of you. I'm finding logic in handling you roughly, my jewel. These late nights waiting for you, watching your uncles and friends kiss you like I used to. You'll soon know what suffocating because of me feels like. If prison is what you want for me, just tell my kids I used to be a good guy. Give me a chance to make it right with them. You never made it easy. It's not okay for a man like me to cry in front of you. You already moved on since before we touched down in Virginia. Take care of our kids before I get dragged away to a home I should have never known. But remember that last night we touched like lovers. It was that night you were too drunk to stand. Don't you remember how I held you like a treasure again? I guess seeing multiple of me's made you regurgitate. Even through the blurring, you looked at me that night. I washed away all the dirt you did to me. Our bodies clung to all we had left of good memories. I'll play telephone with the children because they don't need to know the truth about how people sometimes get in things for what's at the end of the rainbow. There are thieves waiting to steal your treasure. I'm sorry, Jean, that I was looking at the barrel of gold instead of you. I'm not sure what this cell block might turn me into, so I apologize for the new names I may come up with for you. But I will try my best to call you their mother. I will try to keep their eyes blind from the truth. I will try to stray their slurs about you into positives. And if it doesn't work out like I planned, this is another fight I will have to give up on, because I don't know how many bullet teeth haven't grown in for you. It's going to take some time to get the murder washed from my tongue. There are so many negatives attached to your name. My brain keeps loading ammunition for my eyes with pictures of you. And if I find sanity in seeing your face in my dreams, momentary sweetness of your name coats my tongue some days. We shall meet again in the mortuary, or maybe at the tips of our children's fingers. I have learned what to look for at the ends of rainbows. The children are our treasure. Protect them while I'm gone. Tell them I am their father. If they do not recognize my face, tell them I am the good guy. The good guy. If they do not know that name, tell them I am the lock for their treasure, the official protector, the second person who held their adolescent hands. Tell them this. You hand them off to me, and their faces question. This is a human trafficking. In peace.
Oh, my God. Girl, we shot you on the fan page. We got you all over Facebook.
Look,
they let me
talk,
on the chat. We got to keep this thing
going. We can't talk.
We're going to meet and release the juice. Each play of the tongue sweet cherries unleash, and you, juicy box, lips circle, peeps meat. Candy coating on the outside, can't wait for the real treat. The deeper, the more flow. Each thrust means more hunger, thirst. With each movement, the speed blends, supersedes the last friction packed in the sex. Love and feeling, moans seem to control the juicy juice releasing. With a splash, it comes a wash. Body's wet, and the juice lay in heat. Peace.
It's smooth like that. We're going to pull in the next caller, 323. She in the building.
Hello?
323, are you in the building with me?
How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good. It's been a while.
Hey. I know.
How's everything?
Everything is great, huh? What you got for us tonight?
Oh, I got so much that I have to take it out. Do you know who this is?
Let us know who you are. I don't want to call out the wrong name, but I see you calling from. Who is that?
Okay, this is Charlie Zero.
Tony Zero.
Charlie Zero, yes.
Oh, okay, I remember, yes. Okay, you got the stuff ready?
Of course I do. All right,
okay.
This one's called The Wet Spill Fungus. And it goes, the nightmare reflections hang in an old tree. Locust kingdoms are optimistic persuasions. Cool fix neurotic makers. The flies rot in Satan's asshole. Slipping through the above flux, pull us further between drips and swings. Dead Indians milk Christian whores. Dead gurus preach for Hitler to become a fashion model. Dead dwarves pose like KKK transvestites in leather. Eat gunship amoebas. Prodigy information is in collective. It is psychological to ponder scabs in which choices that man makes are trivial to none. Drink with me as if sucking eggs from hives. Take drugs with me as if swallowing on cow's urine. Solitude awakens consciousness. End.
I want to say thank you, everyone, for calling in tonight and spit their piece. We really appreciate you. Because we're short on time, we got to keep this thing rolling. And the next caller we're bringing in is 610.
Hi, this is Lady Blue. I didn't think I was going to get in tonight. How's everybody? I know y'all can't talk. But it's nice to know you guys are still here. And I'm going to do a piece, and it's called Weary. And the music is Shambé, and I'm going to do it now. Here we go.
Okay.
Actually, the music is called After the Rain by Shambé Harris. Unusual, unnoticed, bizarre, bewildered, phenomenal nonetheless. Yes, after washing continents of dirty clothes, hauling countries of groceries, scrubbing states of floors, beautician to cities of heads, braiding, cutting, and combing, tracker, racing to schools, nurseries, daycares, courts, jails, work, home, farmer, plowing dispositions and attitudes, weeding anger, raising siblings, growing offsprings, teacher, influencing, instructing, educating, perplexing, anyone, everyone, and no one. Demeanor dictated by the situations, submissive, soft, soothing, hardcore, coarse, raw, at a moment's notice. Confused, roles overlapping, wife and husband, friend and foe, mother substituting for father, woman caring for man, protector and comforter, loner in the crowded world of friends and strangers, warrior battling prejudices among friends and family inside and outside of race, first because of color, later because of gender, then because of faith, now because of age, elder, correcting and coveting the belief in God regardless of new thoughts and traditions, persevering against all odds to pass on faith when hopelessness is evident and no remedy in sight. Phew. Expectations enormous, still compliance rendered and often unrewarded. Peculiar and odd, yet standing, because I am astoundingly created. But understand, despair is heavy, aging is real, and so is being tired. Yeah. Understand, despair is heavy, aging is real, and so is being tired. And that's the piece called Weary.
Thank you, Lady Blue, for hanging with us and calling in tonight. Y'all definitely check Lady Blue out on Facebook. Next caller we have is 302 in the building.
Kinda B, Gap, Blessings, Scorpio Session. Go ahead and do
hey,
this piece right quick. Hey.
Okay.
Shout out to a Lady Blue there on that piece there. It's a good look. Not a misnomer. No disclaimer, I'm guilty as charged. Accusations are large. But I must concur, must I plead the fifth to dispel this myth or clarify by shooting to you the gift of gab. Baby, you're my missing rib. I wish you could just baby me, baby. The cravings for you are so far from crazy. I want to collab. I'm talking life partner. I want to smell your freshness like a daisy. The scent of you arouses me like a rose. I rise for you. I suppose this is the way the wanting goes. Yeah, baby, it's accurate. Daydreams and my fiends immaculate. Conception's real, no pretentious, contentious ways, just constant obeys of my thirst. I'm going to tell you like this. You're like a sonnet, smooth and tranquil. I would always put you first. After faith, of course. Unable to escape this course. Has me entrapped in you, sometimes lost in your aura, your Nubian chi, your thickness and richness, your inner ebony, that robust, bodacious, with serene serenity, looking like Serena. Won't you become my plaything, my ballerina, because it's accurate. When you think of sensuality, I want you to mention me, want you to discover me. It's accurate. Want you to be known as the water to your flower, the spoon that feeds you, the fluid that hydrates you, willing to be that residue that oozes out of you. Ooh. See, after we make love, make it snug, tight, dripping, gripping, sliding, slipping, bite after bite, night after night, it's accurate. I want to capsize you, rub your scalp, whether it's curls, braids, or afro puffs. Won't you let me satisfy that soul? When you put some of that into the rough stuff, that savagery into that agony. Ooh, baby, pleasure so much, it's never a tragedy. Rhythmically, I want to make you constrict like snake movements. I want that body to contort to shapes and strokes of my. Dick Tracy never had a case so easy to close, because this one's accurate. I think of you so often, your smile, your style, your walk, your clothes, and what lies beneath your sounds. When you speak, like the sounds that you make as I pound and pound, and your heart vibrates, your heart vibrates, your heart vibrates like an earthquake. Unforgiving power drives deep inside. That supine position is all mine. I want to make that spine tingly kind of ride. Don't hide. Remove that pillow. I'm your pussy willow, seeker, reacher, no creature, feature. It's no secret this girl I provide, so my pen will confide, it's all accurate. These are some of my thoughts as hope floats, wondering if you ever have these same thoughts. Mine are so intense, I'm wondering, should I proceed for you and risk you rejecting me, sending me plundering, sputtering, shuddering, spiraling. Don't do that, baby, because this is accurate. It's a thought that I live with. It's a risk that I give with caution. Parts and pieces of myself holding out the best of me for no one else but you. Wanting to overflow your cup. Wanting the whole world to know what's up. Wanting to be that example, the type of love couple that everyone dreams and speaks of. By now you should know it's accurate. All I need is you, your permission, so I can go public and go on a covert mission, making my dreams reality and mainstream. I'm talking public acts of affection, private licks of you like ice cream, teaching others the meaning of agape love, never a pipe dream, because it's all accurate. Just listen to my feelings and emotions. Yes, you're the beautiful one. You're inside the soul of me, living rent-free. Praying you see, this is so hard for me. I'm praying it gets easy. Won't you please help me, baby, please? You continuously unknow and melt me. Hearts are more, playing and living the hand life dealt me. All roads leading to you, I'm pleading, it's true, not a cool joke after all this time. Leave me alone, heartbroken. Please, girl, I can't cope. I drop you poem after poem, so can't you read the clues? You are there, I'm here, but it's just miles we just between us two. I'm dreaming all of you, the good, the bad, the ugly, the unknown. If you got something going on, girl, leave him alone, because it's complicated there, I'm sure, and it's all accurate over here. So what's miles between you and I when I'm talking a lifetime? Your smile is what I want as my lifeline. I will come to you if you just give me a sign. Until then, I continue to yearn, because this is all on God's time. So just know that it's accurate. That's the end of that piece.
Wow, I wish I had time to just praise that piece right there. Lovely job. Appreciate you calling in. Don't forget to put your links up in the chat room. Also, go on the fan page. You can put your links up on there. The Original Poetry After Dark on Facebook. We got to keep this thing rolling, y'all. 506. Next on the mic.
Hey, it's Andy.
Hey, Andy.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm going to be very short and sweet because I know you guys are busy.
Okay.
All day, every day, I just stare at this empty window, my only outlet to freedom in this little corner in my hostel. Sad and frustrated because I know I will be here tomorrow. Fighting it, the temptation is near impossible. I have been here just going on year number 3. Each second more seems like forever to me. The people say my crime is so hideous that I could not be the normal one, just insane. Personally, I thought I was just being mischievous. So in control, I felt calm and very sane. Now, because of them, I am supposed to do the adjusting. Maybe they should adjust their way of thinking. When I first got here, I had a lot of visitors on the other side of my window. So many used to bring me fear, holding their signs of torment and sorrow. Nowadays, they never come to see me, though. So lonely, I miss them. Where did they go? The only visitor now is the guy that brings coffee, a cigarette that he has to light. He stays because I used to put them out on me. Leaving me alone was not all that bright, and now in silence he stands beside me. I wonder if through this window he sees what I see. So usually during the day I just sit here in silence. Nighttime is such a different story. My head hears the past people's presence, the room's tortured history, the brick walls holding the bleeding. I wish I could stop the screaming. Is it enough to drive normal like me mad? Every day I shake more and more, cry the smallest things, even when I'm not sad. Such emotions I have never had before. I think they're forcing me to feel. I do not understand. There's nothing to heal. Everyone has at least one issue. That is why I do not think I'm special. What I have is not new, and I actually think I'm very stable compared to the people I see full of pain and sorrow every day through this empty window. And Paul.
I have so much love for y'all poets. Keep doing your thing. Next up on the mic is 646.
I have felt Lucifer's hoofs tap down to my broken halo. Rejoice in my downfalls and setbacks like that time and place when wickedness ruled my thoughts. See, I have always been collective and calm. There once was a time when anger seduced my soul, letting me believe lies that hide behind closed eyes. I couldn't see the truth right in front of me. Lost in should-haves and could-haves, not seeing things for what they were. Dope that on deception, love hiding like children playing hide-and-go-seek, but no one was looking. Trapped in ghetto-sized mentalities, smoking herbs that grew on pots on top of rooftop greenhouses, manipulating myself to believe that money was more important than family. Standing on street corners, living a hustler's life, selling poison to children and pregnant women, not caring enough to see that I'm killing my community. See, anger fueled my soul like oxygen fuels fire, exploding like a timeless bomb. I was constantly ticking away each moment by moment, watching the clock wind down until combustion. I exploded at the wrong time, heard hell's fire calling. I could smell the sulfur of suffering surround me, feeling hell's demon pushing me to a life of destruction. See, I was caught up in violence, which made way for isolation, then confined me behind walls made of steel, and hearing the door close right behind me made way for change of life. Finding myself on bent knees, praying for forgiveness, gave light to what I have become. Soaking up knowledge that was given by angels in disguise, made way for rebirth. Feeling air in my lungs for the very first time in a new light was difficult. Being challenged by impure thoughts, knowing that I submit to their lies, nothing good will come. I inhaled new breath for a change, trying to find my center. While confusion offers no answer, stepping back to see past mistakes, I wonder how I could have been so blind. Praying for mercy, I asked for guidance, allowing God to show me his beauty. Opening my heart so God can show me the truth I should have known as misguided youth. And it's funny how I already knew the truth. Now with eyes wide open, I recognize my potential, becoming more calm. While storms weather my season, I begin to collect my inner strength, seeing more clearly. My third eye was developing. Reading in between lines of what I used to be and who I could be gave room for transformation. My thoughts become visible to my naked eyes. My actions speak in volumes. Now thirsting for knowledge, no more trying to get acceptance. My trials and tribulations may wait for confidence, letting me know it's okay to make simple mistakes because sometimes they just happen. I thank God for his angels that he sends us when we need them most. I stand here as a testimony for I once was lost, and I don't feel Lucifer's hoofs tap dancing on my halo anymore. I have overcome this obstacle of self-hate. Truth lies within my heart, allowing God to show me his revelation. I am who I should have been years ago. I've become a father, a brother, but most importantly, I've become a man. Peace.
Indeed, brother. Appreciate you calling in. Next up, 918. You on the mic?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you all doing? This is Shy Venus.
We're good.
This is Waterfall. You
welcome.
Take me away. Hi. Sorry. You take me away by the way you speak.
You check me out with eyes adorned from head to feet. I feel my heart pounding with every second beat. Come close to me, slowly, and discreet. Walking behind me, that's sweet. I turn around before you could touch these soft honey buns. These creamy thighs will soon be on each side of your neck. I walk away from the front of your body to strip off my diamond string. Tatas perked. I walk into the shower. You eagerly follow. Water runs like misty rain. I'm wet from head to toe. You are sucking my lips. Your desire is pulsating. Wants me. Caresses everything. My thighs on my hips. My thighs on your hips. My chest pressed heart to heart. Blended ecstasy between the two. Filled up. Expanded. Blown. Effused. Licking my tatas until the pink is pint. This feeling in my body, I want to take it all night. I take my tongue, lick my lips, kiss those luscious hips, roll my tongue around your thighs, and you look at me in dream-eyed surprise, wondering, where have I been? Your mouth open wide, watching my passion, exposing my surrender. I move slowly up and down, pressed against my walls. Smooth, slow. Oops, there you go. Waterfall. Shy beat, penis. That's okay.
I love it with the sound check. Let's keep it going.
Definitely appreciate that calling in. I want to take this time to let y'all know what's going on next week on Original Porch After Dark and also about the upcoming show for the battle. Again, if you're interested in getting the battle, hit us up on the fan page, China's Wall. Can't hit on my wall, but definitely the fan page and China's Wall. Let us know if you're trying to get in the battle. It's the Battle of the Metaphors going down October 26th. It's going to be one of the hottest shows of the year, so definitely get in. Because we're going to be doing the damn thing. Next week, we got That Issue Don't Like Friday. So call in and let us know. What is that issue just cannot tolerate? Absolutely will not deal with the deal breaker. Let us know. We about to hit archives.
I'm excited about that one.
I know, right? We're going to try to get like two more callers in. The rest going to definitely have to go on archives. If you're in the chat room, you're now on the lines. Now's the time to call in because you will not be
call
able to hear the
now.
Show once we hit the archives. That's 347-826-9842 if you want to hear the remainder of the show. Next up, Shani, you got something to say?
No, I'm excited. Let's keep it going.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm in lost place. I'm thinking 832. That's what I'm thinking. Let's hope I'm right. 832, you in the building?
Hello, niece. Hello, poetic niece. I think I've already had a turn. You need to get somebody had a turn already.
No, that's right. Thank you, boo. We're going to keep the move.
All right.
302-708-740-646-603-936-513, and now 832. That's the lineup. All right, 708.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay.
Where does it fit?
How do you touch the top? You never stood the ground at the bottom. How do you stand tall? You never have to fall. Autumn. They say friendship changes like the seasons. So don't enter my cycle unless you have a reason. Don't call yourself a friend just to talk behind my back. That's treason. Some friends become family. Some family become enemies, and some enemies want to become friends with me. But I have an unforgiving heart, a soul that won't let go, and a mind that can never forget. Never worry about the problems from yesterday. I'm too stressed with the ones from today. Like, whether you see the end of your tunnel, but you don't see the light? Do you continue to push forward, or do you hold back? What if the one you with tell you that they love you, do you continue to hold back? See, I've been hurt too many times in the past, so please forgive me, but I refuse to love too fast. So it's quicker to forget a smile than a frown, because the pain is still there. And maybe it isn't fair, but life isn't fair. So because of my past pain, you really have to put effort into me to show me why I should even care. See, once broken, some things can't easily be fixed. A heart, a friendship, the bond we once shared. If you fuck up once, that's only showing me why I should have never cared. They just make me want to take back everything I ever shared, from the emotions to the milkshakes. You turn my emotions into a milkshake. Unable to hold form, you left me with only the notion of emotion. So now I can only go through the motion. You left me here wondering, is a broken heart really worth mending? Are feelings really worth lending? Is a heated beginning really worth another heated ending? Well, that's up for y'all to decide. I'm just your poet/terror guide, says everybody ride back from my trip and slip back into place. Everybody say grace for Mike to be the poet.
Good job. Chicago in the building. What? Let's keep it going.
All right. Dude is definitely doing it. Throw your links up in the chat room. 740
yes.
Next night. 740.
We got 4 minutes, 740, before we going off air. All right, okay, y'all. So 4 minutes left before we bring in the next caller. So if you want to hear the rest of the show, again, you have to dial 347-826-9842 so you can hear the rest of the show. We going off air. 646.
All right, 646.
Hello.
Okay, there you go.
Good evening. Okay, I'm just going to do my piece. We are live broadcasting tonight. We are showcasing the poets who have emailed them their tracks. And, of course, the mic is open to those that want to showcase live. Tell a friend it's going down, or it's went down yet, it's still going down. It's the China Blue and the poets. Yes, we're going to come live, and you know it, you know it, you know it. And I open up my temple, simple-minded. I seem to be slipping with the raindrops. I seem to be falling. No one seems to be calling my name because I'm disconnected. I'm far away, far beyond my own elements. So now I'm gonna flow with you, take you to a show with you, if I grab your hand with you and dance beyond your expectation. Let me take my forehead and rub it against the window and see if I can see farther than the train station. My emotions seem to be collaborating with my heart. Let me wrap myself up because it's getting cold in the fall. Soon the winter will be calling me. Yes, I seem to be stressed. Let me open up my chest and explain to you how my heart breathes. I got identity. I got stability. I got a heart that breathes like insanity. I have a mind that seems to be controlled with reality. I have teardrops that seem to be expressing my fantasies, hurts, and pains, and my love for the world. And then I speak from the spirit. My lips seem to be opening mind over matter. And then I take a dance, and I surpass the disasters of hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes. And now I go back into my insane world where I'm opening up my window and turning on the light because it's a past night of midnight in New Jersey. Seems to be wild for the night. So like BDP, I'm bringing it live to you from off the dumb piece, and my lips are sizzled. And I'm out.
Indeed. Let's go. I'm loving it.
Oh, God. 603. Oh, man. 603, yeah. Wow.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
603, you with us?
I am here. I remember when.
All right.
I remember when I let my judgment slip somewhere between your second and third chance. Somewhere sex became a ritual, you shut off your emotions, and we were playing house. Yet everything you built, you tore down. No longer wanting to look into my eyes, we were uneven geometric angles, head barely on the pillow, centimeters from the wall, careless. Neck screaming out in agony, punishing myself 2 hours like clockwork, and you'd come. No, I love yous, our arms wrapped around, just cigarettes and snoring, maybe a kiss goodbye in the morning. Take my heart as you slam the screen door. Come back when you need money, a warm bed to crash in. When it was raining, never turn my back after all the times you snapped. You brought the vulnerable out of me. Then just like that, you abandoned me. Sick of the disappearing acts, the emo routines, wondering what it all meant. I love you. I don't want to hurt you. I can't commit. Then I find another chick and another chick after that, confessing your love to them minutes after you leave me. Your wishes to die, feeling so alone when this whole time I was the one you left. The worst part is I now live with your regrets that are etched into my skin, your memory, your scent. The bitter aroma of betrayal was your final disappearing act. Now a man of many words, you have none left. Texts go neglected like loaded gun. You left me to kill the remains of your ghost. My stomach tore up in knots as bullet shells turn us into you and me, and I walk away slowly from this crime scene.
I know that's right. So she said that's that piece. We was officially archived. We appreciate you, Fab, calling in. And we hope that you can get in on that battle, too, of the metaphors, because I think you'll be a good fit for that.
Right. I already put it on it.
Oh, okay. She's on it. Much love.
Look, we in the archive right now. We can relax and put our feet up. We ain't got to rush nobody now. We good. If you in the archive with us, thank you for sticking around. We got some people on the line. We thank y'all for sticking around, everybody that's listening via internet, iPhone, and whatever else. And everybody that joined us in the chat, that mic was so on fire. Like, I tried to relax tonight. You already know. I was like, I'm just going to be in the chat, chill. But it was so hot. Like, I'm glad we had the little malfunction and I had to jump in because it was just ridiculous. I feel so good. I wish it was more. I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't because I loved it so much. It was so good.
It was. And we still have a couple of more poets.
Yes, let's get them because they've been holding on.
9360 in the building.
Hey, this is Carmel Poet.
Hey, Carmel. Thank you for making it. Let's go.
Thank you much. This piece is kind of short. It's called At the Altar. When he comes to worship, he kneels before my throne. He is my king, and with me he is home. He speaks a special language as he kneels between my knees that awakens something deep inside that he just loves to see. He takes his time, chanting slowly to my pearl, causing feelings and reactions that make my head swirl. The sounds from the altar are meant for only us to hear, although we don't care if others may be near. There's no need for instructions. He worships very well. There's no need for improvement, as far as I can tell. When he speaks in tongues, heaven is below my waist. He always says he loves how his caramel angel tastes. Of course, I bow at his altar as often as he does mine. Sometimes I'm the six, other times the nine. I love to stroke and kiss his scepter, because when he is well pleased, it releases the sweetest nectar. He bows before his queen whenever he gets the chance. And I love kissing my king's ring. It increases the romance. When it's time to release and set each other free, at the altar is where you will find me. And that's that piece.
I'm so glad you made it.
Thank you much.
Please come back again next Friday and let us know what you don't like.
Will do.
It's the ish you don't like next week. I'm going to jump in before we close the show. We're going to have 513 closes out. I ain't spit a piece in a minute, y'all, so I feel like spitting. Let me get this out the way.
Because you all high up. She all high up on poetry. She got to get in it. She got to hit it. Go hit it, girl. Go hit it.
This piece is titled I Am Woman. They are little girls and they are grown women. One that welcomes change, one that throws away what childish games. I am woman. One that embraces truth, one that knows a lie can fool all but one. So at least be true to self. Be real with what's in front of you. The mirror will reflect what is shown, but the insides remain dried up and scorned. Life is getting sucked right out of you. We were created for more. I am woman. When I lift my voice for conviction, my hard-hitting decisions, saying unwinning visions, I am woman. Still carrying that burden gracefully, taking the trials willingly, praising the holy. In need, but still display infinite ability by any degree to succeed, I am woman. Even in my animosity, I can get down and pray. Closed mouth never got fed, and if you're not living, you're dead. Give it to God. It's his battle, not yours. You try to control what's not belonging, harbor ill intent because your soul has been indigent. I am woman because of what's greater than me. Lead by example and walk in his shoes, never perfection, but in the right direction. I am woman. When I birth life and instill light, protect and invested my diamond in the rough. Beauty is our names, and we must walk it. Strut it all the way, take a hand, allow yourself to step aside. See the greater picture. Everyone has their own allegory, but only one rings to be true, and it's all up to you to exceed the normal, to go behind the scene and find what's right in front of you. This goes beyond natural sight. I am woman with exuberant intuition. The difference, I know me. Inside out, no doubt, confidence and excellence, at peace, so I keep it on the straight and narrow. I know his eyes on the sparrow, our relationship runs deep-rooted, planted into his destiny. I am woman. My birthright's virtuous when he saved me, so I'm sorry I'm unable to lie to you. I'm unable to bring you make-believe. I'm unable to conceive deceit. My conscience is clear, no fear in this vicinity. I am the affinity beyond galaxies, the water of the sea, the air of the newly created. I am woman. Respect me. And even if you don't like me, the thought of my name, change the perception, look elsewhere. Do not condemn the chosen. Instead, state your plea and be real. Accept your duty. Never said it would be easy. Pain and love goes hand in hand. Without bad, we will never appreciate good. Let go and let God. Release that rod, the vengeance is his. Your duty is to live, thrive, strive, time to decide, put the bricks aside, and claim your womanhood. Me, I am woman, queen in his eyes, prophet in my soul until the days end old. Forever I will be true to me because I am woman. And that's that piece. Again, appreciate everybody for calling in, listening to the archive, staying with us this long. We're going to close this out with 513.
Oh, I appreciate that piece you just did. I was trying to see if I could hear one of your poetic tracks when you closed out tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to request right now.
You got me online now.
Word. Okay, go ahead.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. As we lay down together, it's the most wonderful is rainy weather. I hold you, wrapped in my arms, your back to my chest, the lightning crack, thunder roar. You jump still. You was wetter than before. Why I feverishly poured you backed up against me even more. If you opened my mind, you could explore all the different ways I wanted to adore you. I implore you, silently, by gripping you tightly, till it felt like you was almost mixed with me. But so close, you could feel my heart's heat. Me. You knew you you was woe, but you literally felt like you were dreaming. I had you dreaming. From the feeling of showing you what you mean to me, oh baby, is what you said to me. Hey baby, I want to share with thee. Yes, you heard me correctly. I want to be with you. That's a true fact, like 1 + 1 equals us, me and my baby. And that was just me holding you, immersed with you like my baby. Cause you're my baby. That's the truth, a fact, ain't no maybe. And I love when you say to me, baby, you're my baby. This is what I'm thinking while you lay with me. We see the flashes of lightning. You snuggled up in my arms, feel so right to me. If I was left, wrong, or mute, then your love rights me. So I kiss you on your neck ever so lightly. The way you move, it must have felt right to you, cause you left me feeling right. That's why I love holding you. This is what you do to me. I would do this to you daily. And of course every night, hold you, engulf you. My embrace around your waist causes an invisible yet physical fire flame burning within our place. We're so close, only pieces and particles of atoms could fit into our space. When in the midst of a storm, but in my arms, you feel so secure and safe. The passion generated between us generates a smile upon your face when you're with me. You'd rather be no other place. And it's the same when you're not close enough to hear me whisper your name. But tonight, there's no pain, only pleasure. I'm tempted to submerge in your moisture while I'm caressing your body in this wet weather. But only with my mind. While the time passes like it was dying, just holding you. Form me perfection as if I was molding you into the selection of my wife. I'm damn near dying for you, cause you're my life. We listened to the waterfalls out of the sky. I held you tight. You tightly closed your eyes. Enjoying each other's presence, I feel you dripping into my skin. Must be your sweet essence. I thank my Lord for you, knowing you haven't sinned. So I'ma hold you longer than a man with $100 million not wanting to let go of one red cent. So call me greedy, and I'll call you conductor or maestro, the way you make my heart thump and beat. Or the fire of Pentecost for making my soul speak. Smiling, feeling the rays of the morning sun rising. Us. From my sleep. Good morning, love. That's my thoughts.
Romeo Donati, we appreciate you closing us out tonight and sticking with us, listening to the show. Much love.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Welcome back to the show. Shout out to China Blue. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Thank you. Shout out to everybody that's going to be attending the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I'll be there. A few other people will be there. And also, congratulations to the multi-award winning Poetry Show of the Year, Original Poetry After Dark, The Poets in China Blue. Congratulations.
Thank you, love. Indeed. And with that being said, people, we're about to close it out next week again. It's that if you don't like, let us know, throw in some poetry. You know how we get down. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love. Stay high off that poetry, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Even there, you said. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.